This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives sees another round of obstruction from the opposition parties calling for Home Minister's resignation. 11th Jure Conservation Day being celebrated across the country today, President said discipline needed for Jure region conservation. And strikes by Israel and Iran continue as the conflict between the two countries enters its fourth day. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives, scheduled for 11 a.m. today, started late. But even though it started, opposition parties Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party RPP continued their protest regarding the visit visa issue, calling for resignation of the Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairman Rajendra Lingden, after requesting time from the Speaker, stated that all political parties should have equal representation in the Parliament, regardless of their size, and no party stature should be diminished. He emphasized that the Speaker, as the guardian of Parliament, should not conduct meetings amid disruptions, as it sends the wrong message. RPP Chair Lingden announced that his party would boycott Parliament sessions held during such obstructions. Rashtriya Swatantra Party MP Santosh Pariyar stressed that the state must work for the people's welfare and that no one should display arrogance based on numerical strength. He accused the state of being indifferent to public issues and attempting to suppress the voices raised against irregularities. Although the session moved to its regular agenda, the discussions on the budget began. Rashtriya Swatantra Party MPs continued their protest. Earlier, Speaker Debraj Khemire held discussions with the chief whips of the five major political parties to resolve the ongoing protest by the opposition. This morning, Speaker Khemire also met RSP's acting president Dol Prasad Ariel and chief whip Santosh Pariyar at Balwatar to discuss the ongoing disruptions in the parliament. The 11th Jure Conservation Day is being observed today on the occasion of the establishment of the President Jure Tarai Madhes Conservation Development Committee. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel emphasized the need for improved policies, legal frameworks and strengthened organizational structures to make Jure conservation efforts more effective. Speaking at an event marking the Jure Conservation Day 2025 in Nawalparasi's Kawasuti municipality, he urged a review of the achievements of the President Jure Tarai Madhes Conservation Development Committee to ensure its objectives are met. During the program, President Paudel planted a banyan tree and the First Lady Sabita Paudel planted a peepal tree at the Jyoti Punja community forest that spans around 7 hectares to inaugurate the Conservation Day. He stressed that discipline and dedication within the institution tasked with Jure conservation were crucial for impactful results. The president noted that while initiatives like landslide and flash flood prevention, waste wetland management, pond conservation, riverbank protection, afforestation, agroforestry and conservation of sensitive areas have been undertaken, the committee has yet to fully achieve its intended goals. He highlighted the committee's formation to protect and sustainably utilize Jure's natural resources, reduce environmental degradation and improve local livelihoods across 164 river systems and their watersheds declared as environmental protection zones. Meanwhile, a rare species of turtle has been found in the Charkose jungle of Jalthal in Chapa district. The discovery was made by Vivek Bastola, a member of the Pathivara Kalika Community Forest User Group from the district, who spotted the turtle near a cold water spring close to the community forest on Sunday. Bastola immediately informed his group about the rare find. According to ornithologist and wildlife researcher Asmit Subba, the turtle is identified as the spotted northern Indian flap-shell turtle, a species found up to 400 meters elevation in Nepal's Tarai Madhes region. The turtle was handed over to the officials from the Jalthal Subdivision Forest Office by the Pathivara Kalika Community Forest User Group. Vehicles will be able to operate along the flyover at Gwarku in Lalitpur by the end of this week. With the completion of the main structure of the flyover, the Department of Roads is now preparing for the operation of vehicles. According to Deep Barahi, who is the head of the Quality Research and Development Centre, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to inaugurate the flyover on the 20th of June. Last Saturday, Infrastructure and Transport Minister Devendra Dahal, along with the leadership of the Department of Roads, carried out a field inspection and gave instructions to prepare the operation of the vehicles. The placement of lane separators, lining and other works have been completed, making it possible for the vehicles to operate. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Strikes by Israel and Iran have continued as the conflict between the two countries enters its fourth day. 5 people have been killed in Iran's strike across central Israel overnight, with dozens of people injured, according to Israel's National Emergency Service. On Sunday, Israeli strikes killed the chief of Iran's Armed Forces Intelligence Unit. This comes after Israel attacked Iran early on Friday, hitting nuclear facilities, military sites and populated areas. Iran has responded with drones and ballistic missiles. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the two sides should make a deal, adding calls and meetings are taking place. But Iran says it will not negotiate a ceasefire while under attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the issue was not de-escalation but stopping Iran from developing its nuclear capability. Iran's health ministry reported that at least 224 people have been killed in Israeli attacks since Friday. Investigators have recovered the cockpit voice recorder, CVR, from the crashed Air India flight, a key step in uncovering what caused last week's deadly accident. The London-bound Air India aircraft, a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner, crashed soon after taking off on Thursday from the western Indian city of Ahmedabad. At least 270 people have been killed, most of them passengers. The CVR captures audio from the cockpit, including pilot conversations, alarms, and ambient sounds. The flight data recorder, FDR, which logs crucial flight parameters like altitude, speed and engine performance, had been recovered from the debris on Friday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. Also, there will be chances of light snowfall even in this season at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. House of Representatives sees another round of obstruction from the opposition parties calling for Home Minister's resignation. 11th Chure Conservation Day being celebrated across the country today. President said discipline needed for Chure region conservation. And strikes by Israel and Iran continue as the conflict between the two countries enters its fourth day. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.